Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Reese and Jesse are back for another Juicy Bits.
Canadian politics is boring Juicy Bits.
Canadian politics is boring Juicy Bits.
I actually found myself dancing while I was listening, and then I stopped myself when I realized what I was doing.
I had the opposite thought. I'm going to go, I was thinking, that's going to get my nerves after a while. So, Jesse.
Yes, Reese.
We're here to talk about 15 Minute Cities. Have you heard about 15 Minute Cities?
No. Just a real quick, in case you missed the last Juicy Bits, this is just a new thing that we're trying with current events and news that's pretty much new and on the table right now, here and now, instead of diving into deep history. Quick little sort of very short episodes. If you don't like it, that's fine. We're still going to be releasing the regular episodes on the regularly scheduled programs along with the regular Patreon episodes. So this is just something new we're trying in addition to everything else. So yeah, that's it. What do you got for us?
15 minutes. I did say 15 minute cities. You've already forgotten that.
I did. You keep thinking I listen to you on the regular.
15 minute cities is the new buzzword in urban planning. And this is a promotional animation, which is quite well done, from the city of Edmonton.
All right.
If you're meeting up with friends at a park, you want to be able to meet them at the one that's a few blocks away instead of crossing the entire city. If you're going to get groceries, you want to go to the local market instead of driving to the opposite end of town. And if you're sending your kid to school, maybe you'd rather send them to the one that's a short walk, bike, roll, or bus ride away. A lot of us can probably already do one of these things. But what if you lived somewhere where you could do all of them?
So that's 50 Minute Cities. The idea is that you're not car reliant, and it's not like everything you need is in walking distance or a bike ride away, so that you can like.
He said something that it was very short. He's like, yeah, wouldn't you rather, you know, be able to drive, bike, walk, or roll there? I'm like, roll there? Does he mean like rollerblade? Because rolling there means something very different. Like you lie down horizontally and then you roll to your destination. Like that's.
It sounds very fun, but we've all tried it, especially in the rain. But I'd say that the.
I don't understand what he's getting at. So
the idea of a 15-minute city is that if, say, you walk, you don't drive, do you?
So no, I walk.
Imagine within 15 minutes, you can do everything you need, like the doctor. You can, like,
get your food. You could get anything else that you need. I don't know, like a restaurant, a library, all those things are there within 15 minutes within your area.
I mean, it's pretty much true for me. I live downtown Halifax, but, and I mean, like maybe half an hour, but like, you know.
Yeah, but the idea is that if you live in a city, sometimes you have to go all the way across the city for something specific and all the way back. And they're trying to go, well, how can we make sure that there are smaller outlets that allow you, like a mini library in every neighborhood, so that you can go there? And I think the idea is to like reduce reliance on cars and to allow people to kind of have like a better quality of life just on foot.
Oh my God, that's not going to stop people from driving. People
No.
People don't drive because things are far away. People drive because they're fucking lazy.
Well, also, in a 15-minute city, you're going to have to open a lot of Costcos. Because me and my wife and the kids, we do a big Costco trip every month, drive across the city for that. They're not going to open mini Costcos everywhere.
So I guess I don't understand. Are they suggesting like reinventing the current cities or building brand new cities? Like, what is this
campaign? Just it's like urban planning. Like, how can we make sure that every neighborhood is livable and has all the essential things that neighborhood needs? It's also about equality, I think, about kind of making sure that like there's all the civic resources and, you know, fitness places and parks, that everyone has kind of good quality of life without needing to get in the car.
I mean, okay, this isn't really like a juicy topic, man. This is just like...
No, it isn't. It isn't a juicy topic. You're right. It's urban planning. It's boring as fuck.
But why are we talking about it?
because all of the, you know, all the conspiracy people?
I mean, yeah. I don't know.
The conspiracy people believe that the 15-minute city is not about quality of life and everything being within walking distance. They think that they want to make people be trapped within districts within the city that they can't leave, because for some reason the it's a secret plan to control people's lives and not allow them to leave zones or districts as a form of global control on people.
Oh my God, I'm so fucking glad that we legalized weed in this country.
So this is one of these, but amazingly, so all these protesters are there, all the conspiracy people are there. It's basically a lot of Freedom Convoy people have now risen up against 15-minute cities in Edmonton.
I mean, they got to have something to yell about.
But exactly, Jesus, I mean, Christ. They're kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel when they're attacking urban planners. But the most ballsiest thing happened, and this urban planner, who works for the city of Edmonton, was like, fuck it, I'm just going to go down there and answer their questions face-to-face.
Answer whose questions?
All the angry conspiracy people with flags outside.
Oh, they gathered in a group.
Yeah,
okay.
They were protesting and gathering. Do you want to hear the interaction?
Okay, so who was going to meet with them again? Sorry?
One of the city planners who's helping design the 15-minute cities was like, I'm just going to go and talk to them face-to-face.
Wow, okay, yeah.
So
I'm ready.
Quite ballsy. So yeah. This is him against a wall talking to a mob of people with phones and microphones, all reporting for their shitty far-right news websites.
There we go. Okay. He's against a wall? All right.
Yeah. The point of a district.
What's the point? What's the point?
I'll answer that question. Do you actually want an answer to that question?
Sure.
Okay, we have neighborhoods right now. The city right now is divided into about 400 neighborhoods. Has anyone... It's been that true for, I don't know, as long as Edmonton has existed. Has anyone tried to confine you to your neighborhood?
No. But they never called it a district.
They never called it a district.
That is true. So
they did during lockdowns.
Neighborhoods exist, and all during COVID, came and went.
Okay,
I'm answering your question.
You off for a second.
I'm going to answer your question.
You said we were.
You wanted me to answer your question.
Short stop. You said we were never confined to our neighborhood, but they certainly tried under COVID. Yeah. And let's just pretend for a second we go along with the 15-minute city plan, and now we have these wonderful districts. How much easier would it be for them to literally lock us down into a little tiny 1.5 square kilometers?
There's going to be a stipulation in this policy that says, look, we will never have barricades here.
No, we didn't consider that because...
We didn't consider that because that's the exact plan that we have considered.
Because, you got the mic. In fact, there's infinite things that the plans will not do. We're not going to neuter your chinchilla, for example. We're not going to come
into
your
hair. But that's not something that's going to come in our mind.
No, hold on. But listen.
Ridiculous they are?
Yeah, what I'm saying is...
That's not a good argument.
There are many things that you can imagine that could happen.
No, that's not something that we can imagine. That's something that they're doing already.
Neutering their chinchillas?
I don't know.
Is something they're doing already?
Like, they're saying you're going to barricade us within our 15-minute district, and
And he's like, yeah, the plan, there's lots of things the plan doesn't cover because it's literally just municipal planning.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's
pointless trying to have a logical debate with someone who is currently enraged. It's pointless because to the enraged person, it's not about coming to a conclusion. It's not even about making someone else see your side. It's not. It's about your anger. It's masturbatory in that sense. It's whatever that angry person can do to fuel their anger because it makes them feel good in that fucking moment. It is pointless to argue with someone who is currently angry. The only effective treatment is to get their anger down, like fucking Bruce Banner. Not fucking Bruce Banner, but you know what I mean. It's the same. So like,
well, Black Widow was, so.
I mean, that was implied. It wasn't, we didn't see it.
So, anyway,
but like I just felt bad from the second I heard the protesters. As soon as I heard the protesters, I'm like, oh, this poor fucker, he doesn't know what he's in for. It doesn't matter what he says. It literally doesn't matter.
No, but honestly, what he says. I hats off to him. He's got balls to stand there.
He sure fucking does.
And also crack jokes about chinchillas.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. In fairness. But honestly as well, I mean, the upside of this is that urban planning and municipal planning is not usually a topic that people, you know, get horny over. But at least these protesters are making people pay attention to urban planning. That's the only benefit I can see.
I guess the whole this sort of thing.
It's not based on real concerns. They worried the World Economic Forum wants to lock them down with barricades.
I kind of want to.
but at the same time, I kind of find it really interesting that people are actually discussing urban planning. It's probably given them way more publicity for this scheme than it ever would have without angry conspiracy people. But those angry conspiracy people, without COVID restrictions, they're really bored.
Right. Yes, of course.
So what will it be next?
They need something to be angry about, man. Angry people need something to be angry about. That's just.
And now they're rooting through mundane urban planning to... just basically see what they can find and imply that there's some kind of global conspiracy. It's great.
I love it. That was anyway, fun. That was fun.
So look at that. What a twist. You were like, why are we talking about this?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, this isn't...
So, have you been barricaded in your neighborhood by a one world government? Send us a speak pipe, canadianpoliticsisboring.com. Tell us what it's like living under the iron grip of a global government.
Give us your hot take on today's topic. As Reece said, speakpipe.com/CanadianPoliticsIsBoring. There's a link in the description of your podcast player down below. If you just take out your phone, you can be leaving us an anonymous voicemail within 5 fucking seconds. And if it's entertaining enough, maybe we'll play it on the next Juicy Bits.
Thank you for embracing our Juicy Bits.
Oh, God. Is that what we're going to start?
Politics is boring Juicy Bits.
Canadian politics is boring Juicy Bits.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.